Panther baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Bartlett made possible by Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, the Blueville Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Brenham National Bank, Diamond & Associates, DVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glen College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Poppy Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Tegger Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tieleman Construction, Kiki Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, for the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
And I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Mumford High School, where it is area-round playoff action with the Burton Panthers taking on the Bartlett Bulldogs. And unlike last week, where it was 2 out of 3, Daryl, this one game, winner take all.
Yeah, you got to bring your A game right away. We got to jump on them early. Take all the momentum on our side. You know, this field hadn't been very nice to us over the past years, but you don't look at that. This year is a whole new year. You know, yeah, one game, a lot can happen, and the best team doesn't always win. But if you come out with the right attitude and take care of business, we're going to be okay.
Absolutely. And these two teams advancing last week, Burton getting their victory over Evadale, and then it was Bartlett getting they took 2 out of 3 from Harper in their bi-district round series, and so they're ready to go here tonight with game with this winner-take-all game in area. And we got a lot to get to here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
To Burton Alumni, all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufactured parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, and this quick reminder, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at Del Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. And the Burton Panthers get set to take on the Bartlett Bulldogs. And last week, Darryl, we got to see Eli Inger. This week, we get Tyler Witt going to be taking the ball. And he's had an outstanding season this year for Burton.
You know, Tyler got a lot of experience last year of being the lead man on the bump. And you can't replace experience in high-pressure games, and they played some high-pressure games last year. So the stage is not going to be too big for him. He just needs to come out there and focus. If he does his mechanics right and gets the curveball working early, a lot of times he keeps it up high. That's only because he's not leading with his front leg far enough out there. And you'll see him talk to himself if he's not doing that, and he'll correct it. Wouldn't want anybody else game one on the bump. You know, Jaeger's great dude, and he's right there with it. If something happens, you know, one game, you throw everybody.
Because
there's no tomorrow if you lose today. These guys, we have three seniors, Ryder Biggs, Matt Raymer, and Archer Fuller. You don't want this to be their last game, and these guys are ready to play. They're having a great deal of warm-ups out here. Coach Taylor is definitely going to have them pumped and ready to go. Weather for Darryl is not nice because it's cold. Thanks to my buddy Tosta, he gave me a jacket. I'm not as tough as you and Dean Fox sitting beside me here in shorts. He's cold, too. I know he is right here. He's trying to be tough and everything. But overcast sky and everything. But, hey, these guys are too young to not come out here and have fun and get out here and take care of business.
Absolutely, and it's a great point. Meanwhile, we got more to come here on the pregame, and we'll send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back here to Mumford, the Panthers warming up on the field, taking their pregame rituals. And meanwhile, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight. And for the Burton Panthers, will be the visitors. It'll be Tyler Witt leading things off and doing the pitching. Batting second will be the second baseman, Logan Tosta. Batting third, the catcher, Braden Martin. Batting fourth will be the center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth, shortstop, Ryder Biggs. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eli Yeager. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Isaac Modis. He's hitting for the third baseman, Houston Hody. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Matthew Raymer. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Coy Gurka. And now for the Bartlett Bulldogs will be the home team. It'll be Ryder Castro leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the pitcher, Aiden Botts. Batting third, center fielder, Frankie Gonzalez. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, Bryce Becker. Batting fifth, the catcher, Aaron Hernandez. Batting sixth, left fielder, Jay Garcia. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Seth Avalos. Batting eighth, second baseman, Tony Palomo. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Ross Garcia. And that is a look at your starting lineup. We got more still to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state. summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at some of the other high school baseball games that are going on around the area. And a lot of these are game ones tonight. You've got Lake Creek taking on LaPorte. That's at 7 o'clock in Humble. College Station versus Friendswood, 7 o'clock over in Cy Falls. You got the Belleville Bremas in action taking on Gatesville, 6 o'clock in Elgin. LaGrange and Salado, they're playing at 7 o'clock tonight in Thrall. Columbus and Marion, they're at 6 o'clock at Bastrop. Brazos Wallace at Central Heights, 4:30, or they got started at 4:30 in Huntsville. Mumford is over, they're taking on Thorndale at 7 o'clock tonight. That one's over in Cameron. And then you got another winner take all game, Fayetteville and Duhanis. And that one is scheduled to get underway at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, more action scheduled tomorrow. Weather permitting, it looking like it's going to be more availability tomorrow. That is a look at baseball. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little Lady Panther softball as they start their series tonight. But first, let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, as we come back here, we're in Mumford tonight with the Burton Panthers and the Bartlett Bulldogs in their winner-take-all game. And also starting up tonight, Darrell, we got the Burton Lady Panthers are taking on Woodsboro down in Yoakum tonight. And they're starting the same time as we are, game one of their series, and we'll be with them tomorrow night for game two. But we know Coach Zorn going to have those young ladies who are ready to go tonight.
Absolutely. You know, kind of in a small town, everybody wants to be at both of the games. That's kind of impossible. Here, winner take all. There, two out of three. And you hope that the girls come out there and continue to play at a high level like they've been doing and take care of business this first game. And then tomorrow when we go down there, we can wrap it up. Can't say enough about the season that the girls have had and Coach Zorn's leadership, and the seniors are really having a tremendous year on the way out, being Maya, Paige, and Aaron, and then Melanie and stuff, they've had a lot of fun. They've had a lot of success. Same way there. They got to take care of business tonight, get a 1-0. And like we talked on the way up here, hey, starts raining. We got a 1-0 lead on them. We're in the driver's seat. But I know they're going to be ready to go. I know a lot of those fans be wishing they were here, but they're going to be listening. They told me on the radio to us. And then tomorrow we'll have a big crowd coming for the girls' game down there after we get through taking care of business here.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Now they're having the meeting with the coaches at home plate. And we're just about ready for the official introductions. But first, let's go one more time back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, now for the introductions, let's go up to the PA announcer.
Introduce the first of reserves, number one, Easton Witt. Number five, Connor Priggin. Number six, Ashton Fuller. Number seven, Evan Guerrero. Number 12, Archer Fuller. And number 23, Hank Majewski. Starting lineup for the Panthers. Pitching number 11, Tyler Witt. Batting second, at second base, number 4, Logan Costa. Batting third, catching, number 13, Braden Martin. Batting cleanup, the center fielder, number 8, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth, and playing shortstop, number 3, Ryder Beeks. Batting sixth, and playing first base, number 14, Eli Yeager. Batting seventh, and DHing, number 16, Isaac Modest. Batting 8th, playing left field, number 9, Matthew Raymer. Batting 9th, and playing right field, number 2, Coy Gurka. And playing third base for the Panthers, number 18, Houston Hody. The Panthers are coached by head coach Matthew Thaler. assisted by Clint Smith and Jason Hody, manager Austin Bustain. And now, introducing the designated home team, the Bartlett Bulldogs, coming in with a record of 13-8. Introducing first the reserve, number 4, Christopher Dufresne. Number 6, Jeremy Small. Number 9, Nathan Rodriguez. Number 10, Matthew Garcia. Number 13, Eli Usan. Number 15, Adrian Lopez. And number 18, Jesse Marino. Starting lineup for the Bulldogs. Batting first at shortstop, number 2, Ryder Ashgrove. Batting second, the pitcher, number 8, Aiden Fox. Batting third, playing center field, number 11, Frankie Gonzalez. Batting cleanup and playing first base, number 20, Bryce Becker. Batting fifth and playing catcher, number 12, Aaron Hernandez. Batting sixth, playing left field, number 17, Jay Garcia. Batting seventh, and playing third base, number 5, Seth Avalos. Batting eighth, and playing second base, number 7, Tony Palomo. And batting ninth, playing right field, number 1, Ross Garcia. Coaches for the Bulldogs are head coach Clay Eller, assisted by Kofi Cotsoglin and Tyler Tubbs. And I would please all stand for the playing of the national anthem.
We'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060. 6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, it is the top of the first inning. Aiden Botts warming things up. And we're waiting on the catcher for Bartlett. We don't know if he's got an equipment issue or what, but surprised he's... You'd think he'd be already out there warming up the pitcher instead of them having to have the backup catcher warm up the pitcher.
And what it looks like from here, he might got a bunch of big butterflies, and I think he talked to the ground a little bit, unless he's not feeling well.
Now he's coming out.
Umpire's laughing at him, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Good news on the other front. Our Lady Panthers are up already 2-0 in the first inning of their game, so I hope they can pile it on.
Yep. Maya Williams with an RBI triple to bring home Lexi Brazier, and then Amaya scored on an error. So, yeah, already a 2-0 lead there in the top of the first down in Yoakum. And here, Botts is looking at the top three in the Burton batting order, Tyler Witt, Logan Tosta, and Braden Martin. Glad to see the Tostas here tonight after they were at track last Saturday and unfortunately were not able to make it.
But did a tremendous job at track representing Burton. And they're going to state next week. Friday they'll be running up there. And wish all of our Panthers and Lady Panthers that are at state the best of luck and bring a state title home.
Absolutely. And Tyler Witt steps in here. Aiden Botts on the hill. He's looking at Aaron Hernandez behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Bryce Becker at first. Tony Palomo at second. Left side, Ryder Castro at short. Seth Avalos at third. Into the outfield, Frankie Gonzalez at center. Flanked and right by Ross Garcia. And left by Jay Garcia. Burton dressed down in the red jerseys with white pants. Bartlett with gray uniforms with blue letters and numbers. And first pitch from Botts out of the way. And that one outside for a ball. It's 1-0. First pitch delivered at 6:03.
We need Witt to get on. He can make a lot happen if he can get on.
And next pitch, Witt fouls that one back. Dimensions here at Mumford. You got 315 down the lines and 370 to straightaway center. And lots of foul territory here for the fielders. And a lot of ground they got to cover.
Yes.
The 1-1 pitch. Curveball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
For scouting report on him that he does throw a lot of junk. And right now he's got command. Two out of three pitches were a curve.
Next one, up high for a ball, and it's 2-2. With a junior, three-year starter on the varsity level. And that one fouled back right in front of us.
Didn't flinch, starting off on a good note, Doug, but it was down low. So
yeah, we got this little mini brick wall in front of us.
It'll test me a little bit more when it comes up higher.
Yeah, when it hits the netting part.
Let's go, Witt. Need a base hit here.
And 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on, hit out into right center. Over is the center fielder, and he'll make the grab for out number one. That was Frankie Gonzalez making the play. And now Logan Tosta.
All right, buddy, use them wheels. Let's get on.
Left-hand pitcher, right-hand batter. And next pitch from Botts, way outside of ball. And skips to the backstop, and it's 1-0. Time is called.
Good job, Tosta.
And this pitch. Taking up high, and it's 2-0. And Bott's next pitch. Another fastball. That's up high, and off the outside part of the plate, that's 3-0.
All four.
And wild pitch back to the backstop. And Tosta will reach. One out walk. And brings up Braden Martin.
The catcher, number 13, Braden Martin.
Not much command of the fastball, and I got a feeling we'll see Tosta run here pretty early. 5-0, Lady Panthers.
Wow.
Roll on, babies, roll on. Back.
And throw over to first, checking on Tosta. He's back in easily. Martin been swinging a hot bat lately for Burton. Like to see him keep that going here.
Lots of room in them gaps.
Another throw over. One out, one on for Burton here. Top of the first inning. We're just underway. And that pitch is in there for a strike.
Yeah, oh. Tosta didn't have a very good read on that one. Had him going back.
Another throw over, pickoff play. They're really leaning on Tosta here. And again.
Talk to him, Big Smith. You got to tell him.
That's four out of the last five throws that he's gone to first base instead of home plate.
Let's let him throw one back here to me at the backstop. There he goes.
And strike called, runner going, throw down. He's safe. Stolen base from Tosta.
Attaboy. There he is, Braden.
And now Martin over with an 0-2 count on him.
All right, Trey placing with him, 13.
And now step off and looking back to second.
Got two strikes on him.
Yeah. And that one, foul tip.
Good cut.
Get off the umpire's mask.
Battle 13, win this thing. Punch that curveball out there to right center.
And low and inside the ball, and it's 1-2.
All
Costa taking it with lead from second. Mark Wayne will throw back. Very close. But Tosta just beats it back in. One ball, two strikes on Martin. Ruben Rodriguez waiting on deck. And Botts will bring it. That is it. Well, stop by the second baseman. Throw to first, and that's one down. Throw home. And he's out. Double play. And so that will retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administration's faculty and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here, we head to the bottom of the first inning. And for Bartlett, it'll be Ryder Castro, Aiden Botts, and Frankie Gonzalez. And we go back here to the closing play on that last one to close out the inning. The second baseman there, Palomo, made a good play on Martin. And it kind of controversial because although it was a bang-bang play there at home plate with Tosta trying to come in and score.
I think the only reason the umpire called him out, the ball beat him to the plate, I think Tosta slid around the tag and got his hand in on the plate before he tagged him. But I would have ran him too. First baseman is pretty slow. He doesn't have the best of arm, but it was good enough to get the throw to the plate. And that's what the umpire saw. They couldn't send it to me in New York to tell him that he missed it. We had action. We put the ball in play against the guy. Now Witt needs to come up there and be himself, and we get a 1-2-3 inning here.
And so Witt finishes his warm-up tosses, and that'll bring up the shortstop, Ryder Castro. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Bartlett is kind of a late arriving crowd. Yeah. I know, like right when we went on the air, there was hardly nobody here for them, but now they've got a good backing behind us.
They might have got caught by that train that
could
goes
be
through there.
And so Witt ready for his first pitch of the evening. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-0. Delivery, and then sent out into right center. That's going to scoot all the way to the fence. And Castro is going to end up at second base. He's digging for three. And relay throw from Biggs, not in time. Oh, he goes into the dugout. And he is going to come home to score. And just like that, it's 1-0 Bartlett.
Not the start we wanted there, Doug.
Definitely not. As Aiden Bott steps up to the plate. And curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Panthers now just got to settle down here and work on getting some outs.
Don't get too much big damage.
And Potts fouls that one back in the screen, and it's quickly here 0-2.
Finish him off here, Witt.
One up and in a ball. 1-2.
He's right up on top of the plate. Got his feet on the white part of the box.
And curveball just missing.
All right, Witt, go get him right here.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch came in a little down low. And the 2-2. That one foul back. It's behind us over to the left side, and it's 2-2. Bartlett in the third base dugout this evening. Burton in the first base dugout. And that one check swing, fouled away over to the left side once again. Outside, and it's 3-2 to the left-hander.
Let's go, Witt. Bust him inside. You got a right to that plate.
That one's going to be popped up. Toss to Cullen for it. And he'll make the grab for out number one.
Job.
And with working to Braden Martin behind the plate, right side of the infield, he's got Eli Yeager at first, Logan Tosta at second, left side Ryder Biggs at short, Houston Hody at third, and then into the outfield is Ruben Rodriguez in center, flanked in right by Coy Gurka, and in left by Matthew Raymer. And Frankie Gonzalez is the batter here. Another lefty in the lineup against the right-hander Witt. And he sends this one a base hit in the left field. And Raymer gets the throw back in. Second hit for Bartlett here in this first inning. Bartlett leading this one 1-0.
Next up for the Bulldogs, first baseman number 2, Bryce Becker.
Bryce Becker, the batter now. The one on, one out here in the inning.
Let's double him up. Get one for sure.
And pitch from Witt outside for a ball. And 1-0 count on Becker. And he pops this one.
You got room, Yeager. Got room.
Yeager over and into foul territory. He'll make the grab for out number 2.
Job.
Now 2 down, and that'll bring up the catcher, Aaron Hernandez.
Catcher number 12, Aaron Hernandez.
All right, here we go. Get this batter. Batter, baby.
And pitch right in there for a strike. Good pitch by Witt.
Stay Stay right there. Ground ball to Tosta at second.
Throw over. And run it back in safely. Foul back into the screen. Over to the right side. And it is 0-2.
All right, finish him right here. Don't toy with him. Snap one off. Atta, baby!
Strike three call.
Nice
man.
Job.
Retired the side. In the inning, there was one run on two hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the top of the second inning. Bartlett leading Burton 1-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here, and Aiden Botts warming up, and he will be looking at the middle three in the Burton batting order. Ruben Rodriguez, Ryder Biggs, and Eli Yeager.
Settle down now, get a little nerves out of our system, and let's just hit this ball hard.
Yeah, that one inside, and got a piece of him.
Atta boy.
And so Rodriguez. We'll take the trot on down to first, and right away, the Panthers with the base runner. Brings up Ryder Biggs.
Once again, our girls are up 5-0. Great start there.
Yeah, absolutely. They're in the second inning of that one.
All right, Ryder, let's go, buddy.
Squares away the bunt and pops this one up, and we'll go foul. An 0-1 count. Bartlett leading this one 1-0.
You got to give yourself up here, Ryder. Push that thing to first. They can't get you.
A 1 pitch from Botts. Squares away.
Get down and go.
It's got away. Did he tip that? I guess so. I didn't think so. I thought he just went right through, but it's 0-2.
You still run.
Yeah.
Make him send you back. Got to get into this, boys.
Yeah, that one fouled away. 0-2 count on Biggs.
There you go. Go! Go! Come on! Come on!
Rodriguez at the third.
Come on, Ruben!
And he's around there.
Come on, Ruben!
And
atta, baby!
RBI triple for Ratterby!
Atta boy, little Biggs!
That'll tie the ball game at one apiece. Now Jaeger, the batter.
Come on, Jaeger. Let's go, buddy. Stay hot. Been one of our hottest hitters this whole last month. And I could see a left center field drive right here.
Yeah, that last hit, that was a combination of a big ballpark and then just pure speed by Biggs.
Yeah. He was picking them up and putting them down. Got no outs here. There you go!
A base hit.
Good job!
And they'll put Burton up 2-1. RBI single by Eli Jaeger.
Attaboy, Jaeger.
Biggs comes in to score.
All right, little White. Do your job now.
And so, two straight hits. And now Isaac Modest batting. And still nobody out here in the inning. We're in the top of the second. Burton is taking the lead 2-1.
Do your job, buddy. Do your job.
Yeah, pitch to Modest. Right. Is a strike call, and it's 0-1.
You can do it, Isaac. Let's go, buddy.
Squared away.
Good bunt. Good bunt. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Jaeger heading for third. It's in the corner. And Jaeger coming home. Throw the plate.
Yes, he dropped the ball. Yes, sir.
And Jaeger scores, making it 3-1, Burton.
Attaboy. Great bunt there, Isaac. All right, Matt Raymer. Same thing, buddy.
And to Matthew Raymer, the batter now. Three runs home for the Panthers. Time is called as they've got a visit to the mound.
That's perfect bunt by Isaac. And guy threw it low to first, and that's a lot of room, like we talked.
Yeah.
But on a second note, thank God that the catcher dropped that ball.
Yeah, because
he was out.
Because he would have been out if the catcher not dropped it.
But, hey, first time we didn't get that lucky, this time we did. We'll take it.
And
come on, Matt.
And it's a Raymer, the batter here.
Wouldn't be surprised to see him lay it down also.
And he scores away the bunt.
That a boy. Nice job. Way to move your runner.
First, and that time they do make the play. And Modest moves over to third.
All right, Gurka.
And Coy Gurka, the batter now.
Shoot, I wouldn't be mad at him to bunt three times in a row here. If he pushes this ball to wall first, Isaac scores easy.
And Gurka swings and misses 0-1.
Yeah. Head down on it, too.
After Gurka, we go back to the top of the order with Tyler Witt.
Bartlett got their infield in.
And inside for a ball. It's 1-1.
Take it, Gurka. Take it.
Inside for a ball. 2-1.
It only hurt for a little while, buddy.
In there for a strike, and it's 2-2.
And now you got a battle, too. You put this ball in play.
up high for a ball.
You got to work hard here.
3-2, full count now on Gurka.
That a baby.
Ball four. And Gurka draws the walk. And now that's going to bring a visit to the mat. Oh, he kept going.
That a boy. Ball. Ball. You can't give him time, dude.
Oh, and there.
He cannot call time. No, you cannot call. He couldn't have gave him time on that blue.
Yeah. And
you cannot.
Was that the one play? Well, he was motioning, trying to send Gurka back to first.
Yeah, he's trying to send him back, thinking that he gave this coach, the Bartlett coach, time out. No way.
And, yeah, they're going to send him back to first. Taylor not happy with that.
No, that was totally wrong. You can't call time, dude, when the ball's still in play. I hate
exactly.
to tell you. You're missing a good game, Blue.
And so now they got the conference of the mound. Still only one out in the inning with Tyler Witt batting, and he's got runners at the corners.
Let's go, Witt. Big Witt. Come on, Levin. Let's bust this thing open.
Yeah, throw over, runner back in safely.
Talk to him, Big Smith.
Tyler Witt flew out to center his first time up back in the first inning.
Now get you a base hit here, Levin.
And went up high for a ball. Makes it a 1-0 count. Burton with three runs so far here in this second inning. Looking for more.
Gapper here will score two.
And that one down low, a ball, 2-0.
Nice stop by the catcher there. All right, Witt, you got to come fat here till you drive it.
Elmo ball gets away from the catcher.
Good job.
Gurka moves up now. They went ahead and let Mata stay put. So now you got runners at second and third and one out. And a 3-0 count on Witt. And inside ball four, and another walk, and this one went on down the first.
Come on, little Tosta there, loaded up for you, buddy.
And Logan Tosta, the batter, he also drew a walk back in the first inning.
All right, four. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, Mata's at third. Gurka at second. Witt on at first.
And only one out here.
Yeah, pitching way high a ball, 1-0.
Only pitch he can get over is that curveball. Set on it, Tosta. Atta baby.
And that one inside as well. 2-0.
Way ahead here, man. It got to come fat for. Atta baby.
And another pitch blown inside.
Walks around.
3-0.
After three innings, it's 5-1, the girls.
Okay.
Ball four, that up.
That
up, baby.
And ball four to Tosca. Meanwhile, Modis comes in to score. And that'll make it 4-1, Panthers, with Braden Martin, the batter.
Let's make this hurt, buddy.
One right down the heart of the plate for a strike on one.
Sorry. You saw it now, 13, now you drive it.
Martin into a double play his last time up. And just missing a ball, it's 1-1.
Come on, Braden. Find you some green out there, buddy.
Ball.
Left it up.
Yep. And it's 2-1.
Job. Come on, 13. Attaboy! Come on. Everybody running. Everybody going. Little tosses on the tail.
Martin digging for three. He's
attaboy,
baby. A 3-run triple.
What I'm talking about. Yes, sir. That makes it 7-1 and one out only.
And the Panthers have batted around here in the second inning. They were back to Ruben Rodriguez.
Little Witt's going to go be the pinch runner for Braden. Boy, that was huge.
He is absolutely just missed hitting it out of here for a grand slam.
All right, Ruben.
And now Rodriguez the batter. And that one going to the backstop, but it ricocheted off.
No! That up, baby!
Is Easton Whitney now 8-1, Burton.
Let's go, Ruben. Keep it rolling.
Swung and a miss, and a 1-1 count.
Come on, Ike.
Swung and a miss, and 1-2. Boska, got him to chase one upstairs there. And outside for a ball, it's 2-2.
Go eight. You can do it, Ruben. Shoot it back up the middle.
Sims is going to fly ball out to center. And Gonzalez over. He'll make the catch for out number two. And it'll bring up Ryder Biggs.
All right, little Biggs. Let's go with two.
Biggs brought home the first run to Burton for Burton on an RBI triple earlier this inning, which scored Rodriguez. Curveball just missing, and it's 1-0.
Come on, Ryder.
Boom. And foul one back right here to in front of us. One ball, one strike.
Thank you. boy Ryder. Going
inside for a ball. 2-1 count on Ryder Biggs.
Drive one right here, three.
Way outside, the ball goes back to the backstop.
Way not to flinch, Dean. I'm proud of you, big boy.
Yeah, 3-1 count. Toss up there, ball four, the Biggs. That'll all put right, him Jaeger. Aboard for Eli Jaeger. Jaeger singled at an RBI and scored a run.
Let's go 14.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Ryder go here pretty quick. He got to watch so he don't get picked off.
Yeah, good cut. Foul back on against the screen.
Good cut.
Caught by the out number three, but in the inning, eight runs come across for the Burton Panthers, and they take the lead here, 8-1, going to the bottom of the second inning. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
All aboard! All right, as we come back here, bottom of the second inning, Burton with an 8-1 lead over Bartlett. Jay Garcia to lead things off, followed by Seth Avalos, and then Tony Palomo against Tyler Witt. And Witt's first pitch in their fourth strike, and it's 0-1. Pitch is a strike in its own two. And a swing and a miss, got him on strikes. Second straight strikeout for Witt. And it's going to bring up Seth Avalos.
Third baseman, number five, Seth Avalos.
And next pitch in there for a strike in at zone one. And that one outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And swing and a miss, 1-2.
Attaboy!
Two down now and brings up Tony Palomo, the second baseman. So after struggling a little bit earlier, Darrell, now it seems like Witt's starting to find his groove now.
Yeah, he threw that ball hard. He painted that outside corner. We need a three up, three down real quick right here and get back in there and bat.
And next pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Atta boy.
Swung and a miss. 1-1. Just bringing the heat.
Easy fly ball.
Popped up. Odie and Biggs getting
chased. You got it, Biggs. Atta baby. What a catch.
Four out number
what
three.
What a catch.
So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we head to the third inning. Burton leads this one 8-1. Back at we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the BBAC is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with Kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find details, schedules, and more at cityofbrenham.org.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here to the top of the third inning, and for Burton, it's going to be Isaac Modest, Matthew Raymer, and Coy Gurka.
Isaac got that great bunt down. He was just trying to sacrifice, but got perfect bunt, and they threw it away. Let's get it started again, Little White.
And pitch to Modest inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Next one, foul away over to the right side. And 1-1 hits the screen right above where the Burton fans are sitting.
Have fun up there, Isaac.
And that one down low for a ball. And it's 2-1.
Hey, need you on, Isaac. Need you on, buddy.
One, a high pop along the infield. And second baseman calls it in for out number one. Palomo just right underneath that one. And brings up Matthew Raymer.
Let's go, nine. Let's get a base hit here.
Yeah, that one taken for a strike.
Can do this now.
Yeah, that one taken for a strike. And quickly here, 0-2. Curveball, a little slow roll.
Stay fair, stay fair.
It goes foul. And so that will hold the count at 0-2.
All Come on, Raymer, you win this battle. Let's go. What a turn on it.
And we'll keep the count 0-2. Swing and a miss to bring it down on strikes. Two down. That's going to bring up Coy Gurga.
Now batting for the Panthers. Right fielder, number two, Perry Gurga.
5-2 now, girls' ball game.
Uh-oh.
That's all right.
Still ahead, though.
Three-run cushion.
Swung and a miss by Gurga, and it's 0-1.
Keep your head down on it, Coy. You can do this.
Swing and a miss.
Hey, relax, little man, relax. Have fun. That away.
And it hit him.
Take that and get Witt up to the back.
And Tyler Witt now to the plate. Went 0 for 1. Last time up, he walked and ended up scoring a run.
The pitcher, number 11, Tyler.
Come on, 11. Hit one, let Gurga run. All right, 11. Come on now.
What tall, lanky right-hander. Out checks the runner, brings the pitch, swing and a miss.
Big cut by Witt.
And it's 0-1.
Gurka's going.
Yeah, pitches up high, runner going.
Never get him.
And he's safe. Stolen base for Coy Gurga.
All right, there he is, Witt. Come on, 11. That's up.
And there's another ball. It's 2-1.
Got tossed on deck. Witt can keep this inning going. Atta baby.
And the five for a ball. Yeah, it's 3-1.
Make it be yours, 11, and let him know.
Swing and a miss. And full count now, 3-2.
Hey, you can do this, 11. Don't need but one.
Swung and missed, and went down on strike to the top of the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Burton leading this one 8-1. Back at three here, another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to Mumford, where the Panthers are leading 8-1 going into the bottom of the third. Tyler Witt on the mound. He's going to be facing 9-1-2 this inning. Need another strong inning right here. Connor Burton's taking control of this game. Bartlett, Connor, their body language is pretty down right now, and we want to go ahead and just put them away right this inning. Get up three, down, and we'll finish this off. Leading off will be Garcia for Bartlett. Pop up here. Two strikes. 2-0-2 on number one. This will be the leadoff hitter.
And it is 8-1 Burton leading it here.
Strike three. Nice job.
Good fastball there by Witt. And just like that, that's four strikeouts now.
Witt's got command of all of his pitches. He's throwing the fastball in and out and really getting that curveball over. Now we're up to the top of the order.
And it's Ryder Castro who tripled and scored his first time up. And that is the only run for Bartlett.
Nice curveball. That up, boy.
And therefore, a strike. That one, he smashes this one out to center. That one's off the wall. Rodriguez gets it up and hurries it back in, and it's a double for Castro.
Young man's a good ball player.
Yeah, he's definitely got some pop from what we've seen so far. And yeah, that'll bring up the pitcher, Aiden Botts.
That's all right, Witt. Don't let that get to you, buddy. Got an 8-1 lead. Go get him.
Yep.
This guy, what he lined a base hit to left field last time, right?
No, he popped up the second last.
Popped the second.
It's the next guy that's seen.
Okay.
But, yeah, he popped up to toss the first time up. And that one inside for a ball, 1-0.
You're all right. You go right at him. He's way up on top of the plate. You got to right to the inside of that plate.
And that one, ground ball to second.
Nice job, Costa.
Costa Yeager.
Nice
job. And gets the out.
Smooth play by Little Tosser.
And showing some good range there, too.
Look like Biggio.
Yep,
there
little you
go. Biggio.
Yeah, it's a two down now. Runner moves to third on the play. And that'll bring up Frankie Gonzalez, who singled his first time up.
Let him set right there, Witt. Attaboy.
And a strike call.
Out of way.
Yeah, that one over. Just past the first base dugout.
Hey, way ahead right now. 11. Make him hit your pitch.
0-2 count.
You can see one good snap off right here and finish him off.
And a pop for a ball.
Nice spot.
Yeah, it looked like he tried to get him to chase one there. Whitcomb set.
Out of the way, hang on, strike, out of the point.
And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Burton leading this one 8-1. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
To Burton alumni, all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And back we go here in for the Panthers in the top of the fourth inning. It's going to be Logan Tosta, Braden Martin, and Ruben Rodriguez against Aiden Botts.
2-3-4 in the order here for the Panthers.
Yeah, first pitch to Tosta outside for a ball.